In many American cities, store clerks serve their customers from behind bulletproof glass. Many of the barriers went up after urban riots in the 1960s. Store owners have been reluctant to take them down, even when the neighborhoods around them are rapidly becoming safer. Nancy Marshall Genzer reports there's still a lot of plexiglass to be found in the nation's capital.
It's a rainy Monday afternoon, and things are pretty quiet at the Modern Liquors store on the corner, just across the street from Washington, D.C.'s shiny new convention center. The neighborhood is slowly being gentrified. New condos are springing up. Down the street from Modern Liquors, storefronts are boarded up as buildings wait to be gutted or torn down. Step inside Modern Liquors, and the first thing you see is a plexiglass window. At this hour, a door leading into the store is open, and customers can walk around the plexiglass and shop.
One soda.
One soda, yeah.
Anna Fleming and her late husband opened their business in 1968, the same year Washington was convulsed with riots. Fleming says they were robbed constantly, 15 times in 1987 alone. They finally installed the plexiglass in 1995. Fleming has mixed feelings about it.
I feel like I'm in jail sometime. I feel secure. Because before...
I have dollars, but I need them for...
Too many times I got a gun in my head. They knocked me down the floor. They locked me in the freezer. Too many times.
Fleming points to a hole in the wall, kitty corner to the register. It's a bullet hole. Her husband was standing behind that wall in 1995, trying to call 911 while she was being robbed with a gun to her head. The gunman shot her husband through the wall. He survived and finally agreed with her long-standing request for the plexiglass shield that now surrounds her. Most of Fleming's customers understood, she says, but her relationship with them changed. Her husband used to be known as the mayor of the neighborhood. He tried to steer young people away from crime and gave some of them $100 when they showed him a good report card. After the glass went up, Fleming says some customers who weren't regulars got angry.
This woman will come in and say, I don't see why I talk to you in front between this glass. And I scream and I say, if someone put a gun in your head 15 times within 3 years, and you always get shot, you would do the same thing.
Today, Fleming's customers say they understand why she wants the plexiglass barrier to stay put. Mary Maynella, who stopped in the store to buy some wine, understands completely.
I don't feel insulted at all. I'm from New York. No. No. These people put their lives on the line, doing their job, working every day, earning honest living, and if that protects them, I'm all for it. I don't feel offended at all.
A couple of streets over, the owner of Best Inn Liquors finally got the nerve up to take down his plexiglass. His neighborhood is much more gentrified than the streets around Modern Liquors. The shop was transformed. Light jazz plays in the background. The store's clay-colored walls are lined with newly built shelves filled with brightly colored bottles. Customer Kathy Lee Galvin doesn't consciously avoid shops with plexiglass, but she doesn't like it.
You know, I'm from the West Coast, where we don't glass in anything, and it's a little off-putting, quite honestly. It just makes everything here seem a bit more formal, a bit more focused, and much more impersonal.
Back over at Modern Liquors, Anna Fleming says her fear keeps her behind the plexiglass. Her son-in-law, Jeff Harrison, who mans the store with her, would like to see it come down, eventually.
10 years from now, I can see that happening. The police presence now is significantly higher than it was a few years ago, and 10 years from now, I mean, it would be like Georgetown. So, yeah, I could see that happening. I would like to be able to say yes, I'm plexiglass free, but we'll see. We'll see.
So for now, at least, much of the plexiglass that sprang up in stores across Washington after the riots 40 years ago will stay up. As store owners struggle to adjust to a new reality they're not sure is permanent. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer.